where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Over $6,200 worth of illegal drugs and cash was seized during a drug bust at a Sarnia home on Friday. Police searched an Emma Street home at around 8:15 in the evening. They say 12.5 grams of crystal methamphetamine and 37.2 grams of fentanyl were discovered, meticulously packaged for distribution. Police also seized packaging materials and about $1,700 in cash. Two people were arrested. Chatham-Kent police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing 15-year-old known to frequent the Sarnia area. They say Chloe Burke was last seen on Grand Avenue West in Chatham April 17th, and officers are concerned about her welfare. A photo of her is posted to sarnianewstoday.ca. Anyone with info should call police or Crime Stoppers. The Sarnia Police Service now has a canine unit for the first time in 27 years. 15-month-old German Shepherd Vader was introduced to the community today. Handler Constable Sean Urban says he's excited to take on the new role.
I've done dog tracks with the OPP before, but I've never been the guy on the leash. It always interested me, and when this opportunity came up, I put in for it, and I'm so glad that Chief Davis and the administration selected me.
Vader's expected to be fully trained by August. He'll learn how to search and track and how to bite and hold if chasing a fleeing suspect. Vader will remain on active duty for about 8 years before he can retire and become a normal pet. Lambton Public Health is looking for a dog and its owner after a biting incident this afternoon. The health unit says it happened at around 1:30 near the corner of Talford and Vital Streets. The dog's described as a light brownish pit bull boxer mix with a chain collar and pink leash. It was being walked by a female with blonde hair who appeared to be in her 50s or 60s. Anyone with information about the location of the dog or its owner should call Lambton Public Health. The list of Canada's 25 most wanted suspects has been updated. It still includes Fong Tan Nguyen, who's accused of murdering a Markham couple in 2021. The body of one of the victims was found at the Watford landfill shortly after. The BOLO program says a $50,000 reward leading to the arrest of Nguyen still applies. The Lambton-Kent Middlesex by-election is just a week away. The Christian Farmers Association of Ontario is holding an all-candidates debate this evening. Doors open at 7 at the East Lambton Community Complex. An all-candidates forum is also set for tomorrow in Strathroy at the Portuguese Canadian Club. There are 8 candidates in the running. And paddlers are expected to fill the Sydenham River for the 50th annual canoe and kayak race on Sunday. Spokesperson Donna Blue says the event usually sees about 70 to 100 participants.
So we get everything from the competitive paddlers who are part of the OMCRA organization, but then we also get families out with their kids and just people looking for a nice day out on the river.
Online registration is open until Wednesday, but you can also register the day of the event. The rain date this year is May 5th. Periods of rain ending near midnight, then cloudy. There's the chance of overnight showers, low 4 degrees. Cloudy skies on Wednesday, clearing in the afternoon on a north wind, high just 5 degrees. Mainly sunny Thursday, high 11, and sunny again Friday and warmer with a high of 17.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.